He's lived in the district for 27 years, raising fruits and vegetables on his Abingdon farm. Anthony Flaccavento has an activist history, a past that includes mobilizing volunteers during a coal miner's strike and helping stop development of a Walmart supercenter in favor of local small businesses. He keeps that populist approach in strongly supporting President Obama's call to raise taxes on wealthier Americans.
There's a lot of research out right now that shows that the more equal the society is, the better everybody at every income level is.
Better health, education, crime rates. Flaccavento says that is providing for the general welfare, just as the Founding Fathers intended.
That seems to me to be an incredibly patriotic thing to do, to be able to contribute to that broader prosperity, if you're able to, is quite patriotic.
Flaccavento accuses first-term Republican Morgan Griffith of serving special interests more than the working man and woman, especially when it comes to coal companies. He has the support of the United Mine Workers and many other unions, and I asked whether they're special interests too.
Unions are a type of special interest, but the interest that they represent in a good union is working people. I'm getting the support of a body of working people, first and foremost.
Virginia may have gone for President Obama 4 years ago, but the 9th District did not, 59% for John McCain. Few suggest a president will do better there this time. So what does Anthony Flaccavento offer that he believes will appeal to Mitt Romney supporters?
I've spent my whole life in the district, 27 years, accomplishing things, real things that benefit ordinary people, an experience that's based, that's steeped in the district, practical accomplishments that have made life a little better for some folks, that have created some jobs, and a commitment to continuing to make those people the primary focus of my time in Congress.
And a working background, he says, that's quite similar to most 9th Congressional District residents. Evan Jones, WFIR News.